poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through 3 years of prosaic madness. This is World Poetry Open Mic. It's our anniversary show. And I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side, as is most every Friday nights, he is the one, the only, Michael Amade. Much fanfare.
That's what I do every time I come out of the shower, too.
Aha. Uh-huh. And the steam acts as your smoke effects for you?
Yeah, I have smoke effects. When I come out of the shower, it's really a production. I try to have doves involved and smoke effects, and then, of course, a trumpet fanfare. And I just, you know, open the shower and
present yourself to the world.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Basically. And then I realize I'm all alone.
And then someone that doesn't need a shower ever because he's the half squatch, please welcome the half squatch.
I wish you.
I don't know. Good evening, I think.
Good evening.
Don't know how to take that.
That's an interesting. Yeah.
You're so spring fresh, like a
Northwestern gotcha.
Forest.
Okay.
That you don't need the shower.
Like I've been hung out to dry and in the spring air.
You're going to hang us out to dry later, I'm sure.
I wouldn't listen to him when he tells you not to take a shower.
Okay, I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
It's a weird habit of J-Todd's. We'll have parties who walk up to somebody and be like, you know, you don't ever need to worry about taking a shower, my friend.
All right, so we've got three sponsors to help us put on the show. Introducing first, if you want something, anything signed by someone famous, you need to check out HollywoodCollectibles.com.
You know, I'm actually really getting on a collectibles kick.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, the last 2 weeks, last 2 weeks I've been kind of laid out, and I haven't had anything really to do. So I started looking at a lot of collectibles and things like that, and that's a really fascinating area.
Started surfing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what else was I going to do? I literally couldn't sit up in a chair. What else was I going to do?
He's going to check out our sponsors online.
Yeah. So, no, it was an interesting thing, and HollywoodMemorabilia.com you can just go for hours and hours and hours into it, and it's pretty cool.
All right. And, of course, we want you to check out NatureBox.com. They are the longest supporters for us. We want to say thank you. You want to eat healthy. You want to stick around for a long time. GMO-free, gluten-free, sugar-free.
Sucker-free.
Sucker-free, as you say.
Now, they have, I was telling you about this before the show, they actually have a technology that they kind of say it's their own patented technology, that when you put in the stuff you like, whether it's vegan or, you know, whatever, they'll send out something, and then you can say whether you liked it or not, and then they'll be able to really accurately predict what of their other products you're going to love, and they'll be able to send those to you as well. It's kind of a cool thing, and I know... I'm about to get kind of my first box of something I haven't directly ordered. I'm just kind of said, go ahead and send me whatever. But I've had some friends who've done it who really, really like it.
Nice. So click the link on our website, go to naturebox.com, sign up for their subscription service, and of course, Knet Books. You want to learn a lot, you want lots to write about, Knet Books can hook you up. College level, master's level, remedial, if you're like me. Knetbooks.com, don't let your brain get bored.
You know, don't let your brain get bored because only bad things happen then.
Exactly. An idle mind is the devil's workshop.
I thought it was idle hands.
Well, those help do the work.
Idle hands are the devil's playground, something like that. I always thought that was weird, too. I'm like, what is that, like slides or something? Oh. No, whatever. No, I think that's one of the big things. You know, most of my job as a teacher and everything like that is trying to encourage people to you know, get off their ass and learn something.
Yeah.
And be an engaged person in society and an engaged person in life, and don't just sit there and just zone out in front of the TV every day. Get some learning going. But in KNAP Books is great because you get to rent it and you can just send it back afterwards. You don't even have to commit and buy it.
Exactly. So you're going to want to engage. You want to be an engaged poet. You want to share your poetry worldwide. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
But I just realized I forgot the rules. We want poetry 1 to 3 minute long. We want it free of the F-bomb. We want it free of hate speech, but we want great poetry. And how you're going to do it is you're going to contribute by calling 720-240-9766.
That's right. Call now.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we have five of the best lined up for you. I want to take a moment before we get into the poets to talk with my co-hosts here. I'm the first to give people a hard time, razz them while we're on the air, give them a hard time. And I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you guys for 3 years of helping me embrace this crazy dream I had of putting on a poetry open mic for the world.
It's been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
A better co-host cannot be had. A better technical producer cannot be had. For what we are doing here, you guys are absolute heroes.
Well, and we feel the same way with you, man. But we're happy to be here. It's been, I was thinking about that the other day. It's pretty crazy that it was 3 years ago. We were like,
3 years
ago, how are we going to fill an hour?
Right?
Yeah.
You know, how are we going to do this? We had planted callers and everything. It was so we're like, call us from the lobby. You're inviting people to come so they could call us from the lobby to make sure we had poets on the show.
His daughter calling in from the booth itself.
That's right.
And did you realize the first year we had a lot of people go out with us afterwards?
Yeah.
And the second year we had some people go out with us afterwards. Yeah. Last year, wasn't it just like
two people?
Just us.
It was Draven.
Draven and Ginger.
Yeah. And they were the only people who came out with us. And this year, I don't think it's going to be anybody.
It's going to be the three of us.
See, that's so, awesome. So you know what that shows? Yeah, it shows me. That's why people don't do things like this long. You have to stick. There is a certain inevitability of, yes, we are going to keep doing this. Yes, we're going to be there on Friday. Yes, we're going to continue to make this happen.
Exactly.
And even to, I think, one of the bigger things, when we took the show independent in 2014, that was a bit of a trip. So I think,
'cause, to be honest, people were not giving us any shot to make it after that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wouldn't have given us a shot. But then it was one of those things where we're sitting back on, how hard could it be?
It's
and three
really
or four
hard.
Ridiculous shows later, we finally got it worked out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was good.
All right. That out of the way. Thank you guys again. And let's go to the poets. We have a poet returning to us, a good friend of the show for all three of the years we've been running. Please welcome Ellie.
Hi, it's Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
It feels good to be back.
Oh, I've missed you. And I've missed our games. The tablet that I played Words with Friends with you on took a dive, and I haven't been able to even contact you.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, it's been a rough year, but I think things are getting easing up a little bit now.
Beautiful.
So that's good. Yeah. And I had to be here. Dennis has been in touch. You know, I've always been in touch with him for like 15 years now. And he said, you've got to be on there Friday night for the anniversary.
He's an amazing soul, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
As you are, too.
You guys are wonderful. And thank you for 3 years. It's just been, like you said, it's your dream come true. And, it's been wonderful.
It is.
And it's good to be back.
I'll share the story again on how I got started even thinking about it later in the show. But you have a poem you'd like to share with us.
I do. It's a poem that's in my book, Silent Song. And it's called Inheritance of Beauty. I thought it was apropos for tonight. My will is written. I hereby bequeath you, my beloved children, grandchildren, and all generations to come, my dreams for your future and the future of all mankind, should they choose to believe. The family jewels that reside in my heart's dreams now will belong to you. You need only believe in your dreams, as I have believed in the beauty of mine. The diamonds of kindness toward your fellow man must be worn with equality and compassion. The rubies of generosity and fairness at all times must crown your heart and reside in your dreams. Sapphires of encouragement and support of others' dreams needs be your ring of wisdom. Last but not least, the royal crown, glowing with all precious gems to be worn by every man for all future generations, the royal crown of truth and love.
Ah, Ellie, you have been missed. I am so glad to hear your voice back on our show.
Well, it's good to hear your voices, too. It's been a long haul, but everything for a reason. And, you know, here I am by the grace of God.
Well, Ellie, it really means a lot to hear your voice on the show again. We've missed you every week you haven't been here.
Oh, I miss you, too, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. It's just like I have chills. It's like coming home.
You are home. This is our family. Our
strange
words with friends, words, crazy poetic thought family.
Yes, absolutely. Weird and wonderful, are we all?
There we go.
All right, well, I think Dennis is waiting in the wings.
He is.
So, God bless you, and I love you guys.
We love you too, Ellie. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Ellie on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I was happy to hear her voice again.
I know.
We've talked about, it got to be one of those things where for a while when she wasn't calling in, we would just sit there and think, now something really feels wrong here.
It does.
And in fact, we didn't even sit there and go, what is it? We knew exactly what it was.
Exactly.
You know, and it just felt weird that Ellie didn't call in. It's so great that she did.
And from Ellie, she did mention Dennis was waiting in a week, so let's just go right to the poetry state. Please welcome the longest supporter of the show on board week one or week two. Week two, I think. It was his first performance with us.
Oh, yeah, I think it was week two, yeah.
Yeah.
Week one was entirely in the lobby.
Yes, it was. Please welcome Dennis from Michigan.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic, and happy anniversary.
Hello, and thank you very much.
It is a time to celebrate. You guys have given us so much, and it's been a great 3 years, and I'm glad to be a small part of that.
Oh, you're more than just a small part of it, my friend. Thank you for all that you do for our show.
Well, it's my pleasure, because I'm just giving back because you gave first.
That's a nature of reciprocation, I guess, huh?
Yeah. And I like to say to Michael, welcome back. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Boy,
it was good to have Christine in the big chair for a little while, but you were definitely missed.
Well, thank you very much, Dennis. I was sitting at home, you know, trying to chat a bit, but it's very strange. And I've had that happen last year, too, where I was so sick. I think we've learned that I can't be handling a lot of big projects around this time of year. I tend to just, my body tells me you need to stop. And so I think the more we can just step back and kind of be relaxed in this time of year for me in the future will be good.
Yes.
Yes, we have to listen to our bodies.
Mine forces me to. I don't get a choice in my case.
No option there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I would like to share a poem with you for the anniversary celebration.
All right.
It's a poem I've written. The title is Milestones. And it goes like this. We mark special occasions with distinguished honor when they pass the test of time and share enduring value. Anniversaries are such events. Today, we honor the phenomena of World Poetry Open Mic, / on its third anniversary. We honor the dedicated host that has sacrificed to make this dream a reality. It is a blessing to all poets that participate, who share their wisdom, sorrow, and mirth, words of life and personal insights they possess and are willing to share. J. Todd, with his deep, expressive voice and caring heart, welcomes with open arms fellow poets who seek to echo their heartfelt messages. He's the poetic maestro who unselfishly shares the spotlight, encouraging and promoting others to excellence. Michael Amade, a gifted musician, lyricist, and performer, draws on the extensive database of talent and experience to enrich the quality of each show, infusing some of the humor and zaniness. And last, but certainly not least, Mr. J.H. Gunther, audio technician extraordinaire, continues to improve the sound and the quality of each show. Works his magic mostly behind the scenes. More than cause to mention or splash. But without him, the show could not, would not exist. We bow to your expertise, O wise and generous haiku master. On this day, we give thanks for the collective efforts of these three wonderful hosts and their supportive families. We owe you a debt of respect and gratitude for all you do. With our undying love and support, we salute you this day. May God continue to bless you all, and as you enter into your fourth year of broadcast excellence, World Poetry Open Mic runs the mic. The end.
Yeah! Love it.
Yahoo!
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dennis. Very complimentary.
Very, very heart-touching. Thank you very much.
You're just telling us the truth as it is. thank you great. So much for all you do. And thank you for being there 3 years and who knows how many more. I'm with you.
Oh, I found my goal this week, but we're not going to go into that right now. I'm gonna propose a challenge to Michael.
Oh, good God. Really?
Yeah.
I was walking with a cane 2 days ago. That's You're giving true. Me a challenge now?
Well, it is a physical endurance challenge, but we'll go into that. Dennis, thank you very much for calling our show, and hopefully we'll hear from you during the return engagement, too.
Very possibly, yes. And I hope there are so many poets are calling in that I may have to wait till the next week. But, yes, I will if it's open.
Awesome.
Have a great show, and God bless you all.
God bless. And we'll talk to you soon, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So, I said I'd go into the story on how we came up with the idea for World Poetry Open Mic. No secret, I was kind of embracing my poetic side at the request of Michael Amade. Started hosting Poetry Open Mic here in town. And I was posting my poetry on allpoetry.com. And a poet out there named Titus was like, hey, if I could be there, I would be there with bells on reading poetry. And that kind of planted the seed. What if we could do an open mic that would include Titus, our friends in Australia, Mr. David Paget, friends across the country, across the globe. And it kind of bounced around in my head for a couple weeks. And one night after my live poetry open mic, Mike's like, hey, let's go grab a coffee and we'll talk. And just out of the blue, he's like, what do you want to do with all this poetry stuff? And without pausing, I'm like, I want to do my open mic, but I want to do it for the world. And there was like this great pause, like, why the hell aren't we doing this for the world? And then we collectively kind of just started brainstorming on ways to bring it to fruition. It took a good 2 years to actually, from the time we brainstormed the idea to make it happen.
Well, now I remember the story a little bit differently.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I remember the story a little bit differently.
All right.
We did have the idea, and we talked about it, and then it just kind of, you know, went by the wayside. And he was doing the open mic thing and everything. And I think the whole thing with Titus did happen.
Yeah.
And for some reason, there had been a lot of people coming doing poetry at this place, and then they just dropped off for some reason because of location. And I remember you had been there, and you were kind of frustrated. There wasn't a lot of people coming. And so you and I went out and got coffee. And you were sitting there going, oh, no, and they sold it. They sold the place. And you were frustrated losing another, you know, open mic or, you know what, because he's, J. Todd really commits to this. So we're sitting there. We'd already had the conversation about doing one for the world, but we hadn't talked about it in a while. And I go, so what are you going to do? You're going to go get another open mic? And he goes, you know, I really just want to do the one for the world.
Yeah.
And we talked about that, right? But the cool thing was, is that was in, like, October of 2012, September.
That was September, and then October was when Mark Lilly from KZKO said, hey, do you have any radio show ideas? And I'm like, why, yes. Yes, we do.
Why, yes. He was, J. Todd was sunbathing in the back of his house, and this guy just showed up and was like, hey, do you have any radio show ideas? And J. Todd's like, yes, I do.
No, my neighbor actually happened to work for an internet radio station. Absolutely. He was in charge of generating new programming. So for us to have that avenue open up, and really the timing was really good in my personal life. I was going through a lot of trials and, you know, I was in a dark spot, and for him to open up that avenue and make me feel like I could do something with what was left.
Yeah.
You know.
And then we left that station.
Ashes, yes.
We left that station in ashes, and then went.
Then we left that station. All right. So, without any further delay, we do have a new caller, guys.
We do.
Serious up.
Sorry.
All right. Please welcome from New Jersey. Her name is Nadia.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our show, Nadia.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be part of this tonight, and happy 3 years. To you.
Thank you.
This is so wonderful.
So, we asked this of all our new callers. How did you hear about our show?
Actually, through Writer's Cafe. I've been a part of it for a while, and I actually found J. Todd randomly, and I was thinking about doing this for quite some time, but I was very nervous. But I got over it, so I decided to read a poem finally.
Awesome.
Lots of people, a few of my friends are also part of this. They've been doing this for some time. JC is part of this. She started a few weeks ago.
Oh, JC is amazing.
Yes. I love her poetry so much. And Chris, I've known him for quite some time too.
Can't heap enough praise on Chris either. You guys are just blessing us tonight. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
So what do you have to share with us tonight?
It's a poem that is a bit mythological and a bit gothic, but I think that it is kind of, you know, how mythology is relatable to human emotions. I'll just read it, and actually my husband will help me in some parts.
Okay.
His name is Vadim. So it's called Full Moon Justified, and I'll start. We ran together into the woods. You thought I played prelude to your carnal foreplay. Looking over my shoulder, coquette that I were, I smiled flirtatiously, amorously, and saw in your eyes my facade, your lust and ignorance. Don't mistake my sneer for an inviting smile. I abhor you and your phallic ways. In the depths of the woods, Luna was our oculus. She showed you my true colors. As I snapped your neck to a petrified paralysis, in my eyes, you saw yourself agape and hushed. The blood in my pointed teeth. The fury in my claws digging deeper, avoiding your gullet no more. Are words never enough? Are never yielding known?
But I know you want this.
Are screams for help?
I love it when you're loud.
Are willow tears?
Hush, darling, it's all right.
The collective pain body we carry from our roots in our wounds until the end of time?
Oh, stop blaming the victim.
To all my four sisters surviving and to all our sisters long gone, justice has been served tonight. May this satyr be a caution to all others who prey upon us, our innocence and dignity. It's high time. And that's it.
Yeah!
Thank you guys so much.
I love the fact that your husband helped you out with that. That added a whole new dimension to your spoken word art. It gave our technical producer goosebumps. Holy cow. Well done.
Very well
Sorry,
done.
Dark.
It's great.
Excellent. On your first outing, I am so impressed. Nadia, please don't ever stop calling our show. I love your work.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Thank you for this opportunity.
And thank your husband for us, too.
Sorry?
Thank your husband for us as well.
I would make sure to give it some context first. Yes. If you just say, the show says thank you, and walk off, it might be a little strange.
Yeah, you're going to want to put it in a little bit of, you know, hey, the guys really enjoyed your performance, that sort of thing.
So thank you, guys, and happy 3 years again.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Welcome to J.C. Reed now.
All right. That was Nadia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
I think that was the first time we had a two-voice poem that was not recorded.
But it was one of those things where it was like we're listening to it, and then the first time that she changed her voice. Her husband came in. It just surprised me so much. JT and I are both sitting there, and we suddenly hear her husband speak, and we're like, what?
It was definitely an attention getter.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was.
I'm actually working on a poem where I'm going to need an effects processor for my voice for half of it.
Well, that's, you know, what they say is with all the technologies we got available, I'm sure it's pretty easy now.
It should be really easy.
You might know some people that might be able to help you out with it.
Just a few. Yeah. A couple.
You know, JT can use his ancient Indian magics and make it happen.
Blood magic.
Blood magic.
That's how we make it happen.
All right.
So,
we kill enough goats, we'll get that perfect reverb.
Unfortunately, I just see it popped up there. JC dropped.
Okay, JC, if you can call us back, we're going to just patch you right through online. Call us back right now, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
It's a weird habit, isn't it?
It's a strange habit.
It is. You know, I tell people at work the phone number so they can call in, and I keep expecting to hear it a second time.
There she is.
Okay.
Ta-da!
All right, JC, you're on the line with us. How are you doing?
I am doing fine.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're glad.
Sorry we dropped you. Must be Skype.
I think it was something on my end, actually.
Okay. All right. We'll let you take the blame.
Then we're not sorry, JC. We accept
your apology.
Well, I wish Mariah was on already, but
I know.
I took up y'all's little challenge from last week for the Control Alt Delete poem.
Awesome.
And so I thought I would start with that one tonight.
All right.
Control Alt Delete. If I could control life from some alternative universe, I'd delete you out of it. You try to control and manipulate others with your alternate version of the truth, but all you seem to manage is killing. Killing love, killing hope, killing self-esteem, deleting all that joy that was. Control Alt Delete. Sorry, you no longer have a valid username or password for this heart. Don't bother applying for a new user account. I'm done with your using. Access denied. Control, Alt, Delete. I've logged you out. Out of my heart, out of my head, out of my life. Your poison will no longer control my life. I'm tired. Tired of your petty attempts at manipulation. Tired of all the one-sided care. We cannot alter the truth. You cannot delete your careless words or hurtful actions. Control, alt, delete. It's time to shut down this relationship. It's time to change status. Ignore users. Block callers. Deny access. All codes changed. If I could control life from some alternative universe, I'd delete you out of it. Control, alt, delete. Shut down. But perhaps I just did. Sincerely, Heart Administrator.
Very well done.
So, and yeah, I had a friend that just went through a
breakup
of a 4-year relationship, so that was kind of for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're rebooting the love life, you can always just change servers, too.
That's
all right,
true.
Bad analogy. Sorry.
I just prefer to use a Chromebook.
Well, this is a great show. I am glad I found you guys, and I am so thrilled that Nadia came on tonight.
I am so thrilled that both of you have found us. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You guys have a great night, and here's to another great year.
Thank you. That was JC on War Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yeah.
You like how I don't hold you back when you try to throw the balls into the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. I that was a struggle last week.
Yeah.
I could tell. I could tell I was really, really bothering you. I just wanted you to know I will no longer ever, well, and I haven't for years, impeded you trying to throw balls in the water.
Or chicken thighs.
Or chicken thighs.
Yeah.
That was our backup plan.
Yeah.
I think we might want to change it up for year 4.
To a different object?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay.
Ball bearings.
Interns.
Oh, interns. We could go through a lot of interns that way.
Yeah, see, imagine how
wait,
good that
and you
would
know,
we
have
could
a surplus
reuse
of interns.
Interns.
Oh, that's true.
Interns float.
Yeah, they could swim to the other side and walk around, come back, and I could just...
Intern must swim.
Yes.
And be okay with being catapulted.
Boom, boom.
Oh, we could catapult them into the water?
Yeah.
I've heard of other radio shows that lose interns left and right.
Every week.
One day we're going to have to talk about what happened to Andy.
Yeah.
Well,
JT,
that was a major event in our lives.
Was it our first year?
It was our first year. We were still at KZKO.
We did a lock-in.
We kind of pirated the station.
Yes, we're like, barricade the doors. We're staying on the air. Nothing that can take us, you know. So we get in there, and we have Andy, our intern, and Mary Cohen, executive producer, was there. She was there at the time, and JT and all of us. And then a problem came about, and that was...
It started snowing.
It started snowing.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I hadn't eaten. And I suddenly realized that the food we had brought, that little, you know, budget-sized thing of Doritos, wasn't really going to do it. So JT and I, you know, we kind of went a little Alfred Packard. And ever since then, it's been really hard to get another intern. I mean, mostly emotionally, but I think the police reports and all the news reports had something to do with it.
I think so, too.
They could never pin it on us.
No.
But they've never been down to Studio X.
That's true.
Oh, I mean...
Habeas corpus? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I just... mea culpa?
Yeah.
Habeas corpus?
All right.
We're obviously lawyers. Okay.
So we do need our legal representation to call us eventually. So hopefully tonight. Maybe sometime soon. Exactly. However, someone is going to help us get into more trouble. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, welcome to our 3rd year anniversary show. How are you?
I am very well, sir. Well, at least I think I'm very well. But I do have, I guess, a mixture of sad and happy all at the same time. You know, I think I heard about what happened in Colorado Springs, and, you know, that was disturbing. And
you know, we were talking about it before we went on air, and I agree. Michael made the mention. It's a terrorist act. yes, Muslims were involved, but it's a terrorist act.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. But I guess the way to summarize how I'm feeling, you know, being a country boy, is kind of like having a dip in my mouth and needing to spit and sneeze at the same time. I think that kind of...
Would that be called a speeze?
That's a good. No, that's a really. Yeah. That's a really good point. Yeah. Yeah. No. Right. Mike and Philip, that's a pretty good description of it, because I mean, these last 2 weeks I've been laying there, looking at things, going, you know, going through the news feed and everything, and going, when did we become fascist? What's going on here? And I'm like, well, you know, not really like that's a surprise, but the point being is just suddenly going, there, something has to happen here, one way or something has to happen. And I kind of feel that same way, having to spit or sneeze at the same time. It's a great description.
Well, I'm glad that resonates, and I really appreciated Dennis's poem. I mean, yeah, I couldn't have said it better. You guys really deserve that accolade. It was nicely timed, and I'm so honored to be among you guys. And thank you for having me back on your show. So, you know, before we all like start, you know, whispering secrets, sweet nothings to each other, let's get on with it.
All right. So you want to do away with the foreplay and just go straight to the poetic action.
Yeah, enough of the sweet nothings. Let's get on.
Can we just do away with the foreplay and all of that, get straight to the pillow talk?
All right.
Exactly. Right. Anyhow, let's get to it. Here it is. It's a relatively short title, J. Todd. So
I'll forgive you this time.
Drunken Self-Confessions Left for Tomorrow's Hungover Sobriety. And I wrote this in my angrier 20-year-old days. I was in college when I wrote this, so just to give you a heads up. So here it goes. Called it my second virginity because the first was stolen back when downy clouds were better than cartoons. Lost it in a high school dugout beside the baseball diamond, with a black girl more mysterious than my starless subconscious, and had her own problems. I mean, besides the fact it was already midwinter and that we were freezing among broken glass, cigarette butts, and knife-gouged graffiti that said nothing memorable. Left my father at halftime, seated along the wooden bleachers as if they were church pews, missing his dead father, who always knew the starting lineup for every basketball game. Turned 12 that summer, and already greeted night like a pyre burning regret on a bright slab. Didn't care if I lived or died. My only authority was chance, dance of invigorating unknowns. Got undressed without a condom while praying for something fatal. See them the same today, lost, marginalized, angry, rolling dice on all the ways to defeat success. Even knew then something was wrong when she told me what her father did and how her mother unforgivably said, girls like you deserve it. Can't say I'm happy nor sad, just is without need for explanations. Unlike you, who gets outraged when your stock loses more than 2 points or when your hairdresser cancels. And there it is, fellas.
Very good.
I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
And I look forward to the return engagement. So until then, I bid adieu, my friends.
Thank you. And you always have a big fan in me. I love listening to your work.
I really appreciate that, Jay Todd. It means a lot to me, and I am also a fan of yours as well. And you too, Mr. Amade, and
thank you.
You too, Mr. Gunter, the haiku master. I'm looking forward to a haiku poem here eventually, so anyhow.
I love that Philip is one of the only people who pronounces your last name with an umlaut instead of a U.
Yeah, I know.
And it's awesome. No, that's great.
I can mispronounce crap in any language.
Hey, trust me, man. I sang opera. I can mispronounce every language equally well. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Cheers.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry. Wow, we were just... I'm in a very good mood, given all that's gone on surrounding this weekend. I'm in a good mood.
The
celebratory.
It's always good.
You're in a celebratory. mood?
Celebratory.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, the difference between celebratory and celebratory is the bra?
Is an R.
It's always a bra, bruh.
Bruh. Take your bras.
No?
What? I don't even know. This show's getting crazy already.
My
and it's
apologies.
Not an After Dark episode.
No.
I know. The lug nuts have flown off. The tires are ready to go.
All to Philip's pity. It is not an After Dark episode.
So, Michael, do you have something for us?
Of course I do. I wasn't here last week. There's tons of stuff here.
Good.
I know. It's amazing. Hopefully I don't cough halfway through it. If I do, I apologize.
Well, you are still recovering.
Yeah, this is just a long hangover cough thing here. But this is from a Platt Imus called Standing in Blue Skies. I'm standing in blue skies, my feet placed upon the concrete. I'm standing in blue skies, hands reaching for higher realms. I'm standing in blue skies, searching for what it is. I'm standing in blue skies, I can't see the clouds from here. I'm standing in blue skies, looking up at the planets. I'm standing in blue skies, taking life on Earth for granted. I'm standing in blue skies, though the storms I manage. I'm standing in blue skies, though blue dreams are a canvas. I'm standing in blue skies, watching the vehicles pass by. I'm standing in blue skies, up in this plane you can see. I'm standing in blue skies, the skies ascend from below, as the rain reaches for blue skies from the ocean floor. The waves are coasting through, only to realize the skies aren't blue. And that was from Platt Imus, Standing in Blue Skies. It was a contributor through worldpoetryopenmic.net. Just went to the contact form, filled it in there, and sent it to us that way.
And, you know, we understand being on a world poetry stage like this can be a little, I guess, daunting for your first try. So you can submit it to contact form. Or if you want to record your poem MP3 style, you can send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. And barring in mind, we get a lot of submissions that way, we can play it. Yep. It would be at the discretion of the Haiku Master.
Right. We and the time we have for the show, we do prefer you call in.
That is
live.
The idea behind the show.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we prefer. However...
We like live poetry performance here.
Yes. But that's what I always thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. So if you want to perform your poetry live, you're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
We need 5 unique callers. Call now. C.W. McCall throwing down for the mighty World Poetry Open Mic, 3 years strong.
Remember when he called in? I got to stop doing that. Yeah. That's all my fault. JT kills me for this. It's just a thing.
A bad habit.
It is a bad habit. Do you remember when he called in to record that? And it was just kind of like, it was when we were still a really new show.
Yeah.
And it was like this little coup. And we're just sitting there just smiling like little kids on the other end of the end of the line.
Robert, the station owner that we started off on, was like, how did you get this guy to call? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
We just call them bug people. That's just what we do.
We just asked.
It's like guilt and threats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really the secret to success.
I'm learning guilt real easily.
Are
now.
You? Yes. You're learning. Oh, yeah, that's right. You've been spending a lot of time in a Catholic church.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've been doing that too, actually.
I'm not noticing the guilt on that end. So
really?
It's just nice.
Just
wait. I'm sure.
And you weren't raised by a Catholic mother. That's the other side of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Hi, Ann. We love you.
Quickly, a quote of my mother's. I was 23 at the time and the oldest son. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Michael, I can understand if you decide you don't want to get married, but I would really like some grandchildren before I die.
What?
I'm 23.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's it. You know, that's what happens.
That's when you tell her, well, you've got 2 other sons. Maybe that'll work out for you.
That was exactly the point. Really? Of all your sons, you want me to reproduce? Really?
Yes, because you're supposed to provide an offspring that's just like you. That way it tortures you as much as you has tortured your parents.
Yeah, see, I don't have time for that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My mother gave that wish to me. She's like, I hope you have children just like you were.
Congratulations.
I succeeded, yes. Love you all. So anyway, we do have one caller, which triggers the return engagement.
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 Engagement. That's a really cool horn.
And the horn of Gondor has been blown. Have you ever noticed that whenever this caller calls in, she's like alone in her segment? She is that outstanding.
She scares everybody.
She does. Please welcome from Florida, she is KK98.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to our show.
Hello.
So, you're going to share a poem with us?
Yes, I am. It's called The Way She Feels.
All right.
She struggles every night, but she will not give up her fight. She has been through the worst storms with so many different disorder forms. She tries her best, but that's exhausting. She needs some rest. As she lays there with her thoughts through her head, she receives a text from her friend. She starts to cry because they are such a sweet pie. The reminder she's beautiful and that there is nothing she can get through. She's the type of girl who's independent, but at times she needs to know she can do it. Let me tell you one thing, and it's not a lie. Today was a hard day, and she tried to die. Until he reached out and saved her. He's a friend, and his name is Kuroko. Then I felt the touch from my sister at heart. She has been there for me always, and her name is Mariah. I know that it may get hard, but with you, I could run miles. This happens to be a true story about a girl who's been hurting and getting bullied. But with the love of her friends, she will make it to the end. I will not give up until I win this match.
Until I make it to the mountaintop. Very
well done, KK. Thank you.
I like your spoken word art. Keep calling our show.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Awesome. That was KK98 on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Now she's from Florida, which means she stayed up pretty late to get on our show.
We had a lot of listeners back east.
I know we do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we got a lot of listeners. Honestly, we have a lot of listeners in Europe.
We do.
We have listeners in South America. Australia. We've received in Australia. Yes.
Korea. Both north and south.
We have.
I don't know how the north gets us, because have you seen the map where it shows the lights from outer space? And like South Korea is like really, really well lit, and then like once you go to the north border, man, it's black.
Well, you know, I hear that North Korea has kind of an affinity for people who are kind of batch crazy, and our show fits right in with that.
Yeah.
I think that we're really just you know, there's an element to our humor that really just connects with the you know, homicidal fascist regime.
So,
but the reason I'm bringing this up is that we have poets from literally all around the world. We've had callers from and poets from South Africa.
Yeah,
remember, as well as Nadwan in Iraq.
Nadwan in Iraq submits faithfully.
Right, we have a lot of people, people in Pakistan, and all of this. And here is someone. Do you mind if I do this one quickly? Since we're just doing that, since we're going to return engagement, do you mind if I do this and then you do yours?
All right, whatever.
I'm sorry, I just kind of jumped on that and didn't think about it. But now that I've done this huge buildup,
go.
This is from Ilham Issawi, and this is from Tunisia.
All right.
And it's called Malady, and it's short. Malady. The clouds forming spirits of the dead, the trees defoliated. And no light, no light to be seen from near or far. There was some haunting sentiment of regret. My hapless spirit was clad in it. Shall I pulleate my tears in an ink pot to epistolize to you how hopeless I am, like a flower that had lost all its petals? How was I diaphanous in the street? Tell me that our despondent love, the admirable love, the shattered love, the tearing love, the spiritless love, the amarulient love, shall find a road of faith. And that was from Ilhem Essaoui in Tunisia. This is called Malady.
Wow. Tunisia added onto our map of submitters.
Yeah.
Nice.
I do plan on getting a big world map. And
should we do that? Should we do that for Christmas?
Can we do an online world map and keep it like right on our website?
Yeah, we might be able to pin locations.
Locations, exact houses.
Not houses.
No, I'm totally
kidding.
That'd
be really creepy.
It would be very NSA of us.
Yes. Quite.
I don't think I want to go that far. I don't think our listeners
would. Maybe we
would
can just get like the countries to pop up highlighted if they've submitted or called from them.
I don't want to be a crazy control freak. That's why we're in poetry and we're not into intelligence.
Yes.
Okay. Works for me.
All right. So I'm going to share one. And wow. No,
I'm sorry. Here. Oh, wait. That's right. We agreed.
Yeah, I jumped on it. It's my fault. That's all my fault.
Do you want to do another submission? We can do another submission if you'd like.
Actually, I have totally one in my hand could do like Senior Puentes.
All right, seriously though, this is one I actually wrote this week, which I haven't been writing a lot lately, so I'm kind of glad of the fact. Then for a weird change, this is one that I actually, from start to finish, was able to sit and write the entire thing. And not pause and think and whatnot. So this is entitled Thanksgiving Eve. Any town, at any store, almost any Wednesday night. But this is my town and my store, and on Thanksgiving Eve. Trolley Square, Broadway and Floyd, run in, run out. Self-absorbed shoppers perusing the shelves. Last-minute items grabbed in haste. The mad dash is on. And I also get forgotten food for our festive feast. A storm blowing in from the north, Arctic air aloft, and though my vision is deteriorating with age, not a single smile can be found on any fuzzy face. Wishing happy Thanksgiving proves fruitless in raising the cheer. I find the items we missed on our last shopping trip, making haste for the cashier, 10 aisles of hurry up and wait, scanning startling facts in the checkout racks, pacifying my poetic mind as I endure the delay. After I pay, I make my way home, hurriedly. As I unlock my front door, the first flake flies.
Nice.
Actual true story, too.
So. Yeah, it did fly that night.
Yeah, it did.
We were walking in the house, and I'm like, can feel the moisture on the top of my head.
Yeah. It was, and to be honest, it was not a horrible storm, but the ice we got beforehand was put like this shell over my car that had to chisel
away. So cool. It was so cool looking. Yeah. It sucked to scrape, but it was so cool looking.
Now it's not, well, it was snowing when I first drove up, but it's cold. It's bitter cold, but.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something cold.
Mm-hmm.
I would call it bitter cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get on with the return engagement, guys?
Engagement.
So now is the time to call. If you've called the show, you can call back again.
You got all these great special effects going on here. I'm so excited.
I know. We spare no expense on our special
millions
effects.
Of dollars on these effects.
Spielberg type budget effects.
Yeah, I mean, especially like the one where you pretend to punch me.
Yes.
Ah!
There you go.
See? That's high quality stuff
that's
there.
100% quality radio there.
Yes, I can't understand why people could not just lock in and just stay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right, so call now, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
It's a free-for-all.
Bring it on.
Right now, my mouth is full of anniversary pumpkin pie made by the Hasquatch's wife. Oh, my God, this is amazing pie.
Well, normally, I would talk with you. Well, my mouth is really full of pumpkin pie, so my ability to eat is kind of... supersedes my desire to talk at this exact moment.
You know, we're breaking just about every rule tonight that I was taught in in my intern class up in Montana.
Yes. Yeah, well, look where those teachers are and look where you are right now, man. Yeah, eating pie on your own show on the third anniversary.
However, I did find out something interesting last week, and I didn't bring it up on the show because Mike wasn't here. I used to listen to a show or to a radio station out in California called KOME.
Okay.
Very funny station. Obviously, with call letters like that, you could not be funny. yes.
Okay.
You
get
just
it.
Got
yeah,
it. Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
So there was a DJ there named Phil Charles.
Okay. Is he related to Ray?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. So I go years later to intern at a radio station up in Montana, and my music director was a guy named Phil Charles, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. It was the same Phil Charles. He left KOME and went and was the station director at my college station.
Now, you know what's funny is I remember when I was about to take my first job in radio, I call Jay Todd, and I drive from Colorado Springs up to Denver to come talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me.
And, goodbye. No, keep eating that pie. Keep filling that pie hole. And so I was sitting there talking to him, and I'm like, I'm explaining the job, and I'm like, what do you think I should do it? And of course, you know, being encouraging as you are, you're like, absolutely, you think you should do it. He goes, I'm warning you, however, once you get into radio, you're never going to leave.
Yeah.
You will always keep coming back. You will always find reasons to be involved in radio. And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, sure, whatever. That's cool. Was in it, ran a radio station, you know, did the stuff, left. What am I doing right now?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you just can't not be involved. It's funny.
No. And once you develop the passion for the broadcasting and as poor broadcasting as we do with the pumpkin pie in our mouths, you just can't stop.
It's high quality stuff.
Just like the pie itself.
There is nothing unprofessional about this.
Wow. This is amazing. Because I know it's taken about everything in your body to eat the pumpkin pie while you're on the air.
I'm forcing myself to do that.
Actually, I am too. I totally wouldn't be doing this normally. Unless we were trying to do it.
Sorry, people. All
right. This was a lot harder than it sounded, guys. We're like, it wasn't a stunt pie. This is real pie.
It's real pie, and it's really good. But you're right. I was taught not to eat or anything like that on the air. And goes against everything I was trained to do.
But you know what's funny? The audience always wants more. I'm looking here in the chat room. All they're talking about is pie fights and whipped cream and stuff. And guys, I'm honest. I'm going to be honest with you. We're three faces for radio. Yes. You probably don't want to see that.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Right? Hearing it would be funny, though.
Yeah. I love slapstick humor on radio waves. Anyway.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense when people go, I don't know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. But if you
theater to the mind, friends. Theater to the mind. I just killed our ghost.
Sorry.
I get away with so many things just using theater of the mind. That's a
there you go.
I make it work.
All right. Someone that leaves a lot to our theater of our mind, paints on our canvas of our mind. Please welcome Chris from Michigan.
Well, hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Oh, a whole lot better. At least I got on this evening.
I'm glad you did get on this evening. You know, it wouldn't be an anniversary show without you. Actually, probably still would be, but it's much better now that you're with us.
I'll touch that line. you ever overhear someone speaking about you and that ain't me?
Yeah. On occasion.
No, I didn't do it that way. I'm not that person. So that's what this one is about. You ever feel like you aren't the person they're speaking about, even if it's just a Charlie Brown? I actually have hot coffee and sipping it and having some great pumpkin thoughts. It's that time of year. I guess we have to take the oohs and ahs, and that's from Ed Hart's Musical Cares, as we find them. Perhaps even if it's as we can only remember them. Comment allez-vous? s'il vous plaît. I know you inside. Yesterday's. Diamond eyes staring, windows so brittle, cracks of life leaking in. S'il te plaît. But I do know you behind the eyes. Each cut dripping, moments of wishes we can't forget. But God, how we try. Comments, all the howls. Comment, comme ci, comme ça, whispers, thoughts shared, echoes round and around, looking, listening, waiting, staring at the ground so far away, feeling beneath any notice at all. So people eventually become who we remember they are. And yet, as each of us pass into what we do become, and fewer are left, how much of each of us truly remains remembered? Sometimes we appreciate existings, even ours. And yet others only after life happens. If only we can overhear ourselves. So many froms make up our lives and beings. Some days the echoes are too full of life, of breathing, of silences felt within my eyes. Seems some days are just capital H hard, and others it's like nothing that happens can touch a person. Everything just falls away, and nothing gets through to the skin. How am I? I used to think I knew me, but I really don't know. Clouds at all. And yeah, I was listening to Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now. It's who we are. Gotcha.
Yes, you did. As always, great to hear you on our show, my friend. Glad you call us. Please don't stop calling.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. It was a day to remember, family and friends and lots of turkey.
Lots of turkey.
Lots of turkey. 21 pounds and it was just enough. Oh,
lots of family then.
Yeah, it's good. Man.
And even the skin was good. Disgusting. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I completely own my position as an omnivore. I'm good with that. That's I enjoyed that myself. I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
And y'all take care.
That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. See, Chris brought up something and JT's heard this out of my mouth many, many times. Something I stand for. They need to cross a turkey or a chicken with a Sharpei. And that way you have all those extra folds of skin that you can cook. Oh, my goodness.
I think just for curiosity's sake, they should cross a turkey and a shark. That'd be interesting.
Hmm.
A sharky?
A sharky.
Or a tark.
That's true. It would be a tark, yeah.
A tarky.
I like the sharky, though.
I think Sharky was good. Sharky's good. I like the idea.
Has it come to this?
Always. Well, when doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
This you is know us, what? Right?
Let's just keep it in a poet state. Please welcome for a second time tonight, Dennis.
Hello. It's World Poetry Open Mic Anniversary. Yay.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. All right. I'm glad to be back. I have a poem I wrote a while ago, and I'd like to share it with you this evening. The title is that smile. I often wonder what Mona's quirky smile meant. That wry, upturned curl on those demure lips. The knowing smile of a secret keeper. Was she silently reflecting on stolen moments shared in Leonardo's studio? She, with her sterling reputation as a chaste woman, would that reputation suffer a homonym replacement as a chaste woman? The mystery remains unsolved, and her curious smile persists, silent through the centuries. But that smile still intrigues me and causes me to wonder. The end.
That poem is as enigmatic as the painting itself. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you're quite welcome, and I'm looking forward to the next 3 years of World Poetry Open Mic.
Oh, no, we're going beyond 3 years. I found a poetry show online that has been online, or it's been on for 40 years. That's my goal. So, Michael, that's your challenge. 40 years from now, we're going to be doing the show.
All right, so when do I sign you guys up for gym memberships?
Now.
All right. Hey, Dennis, thank you so much for that. It wouldn't have been, like Jay Todd said, it wouldn't have been an anniversary show without you. I'm so happy that you're here. It's great to hear your voice again.
I'm glad to be here, and I wish you the very best. God bless you all.
God bless you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I think for 40 years, we need to be the next evolution in poetry radio.
You know, and people will say, how do you keep the show new and fresh? And our response will be, well, how is New Mexico always New Mexico?
New, yeah, New York.
New York. Jersey. That's how long we'll be new.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that I will find more and more ridiculous reasons to have over the top theme songs.
Yes,
like the Haiku Master theme song.
Yeah,
or the actual show theme song, or every other theme song that I do.
Yeah, everything you do is over the top. That Horn of Gondor that you put at the beginning of the Poets to Come cracks me up.
Well, it's actually a French horn, but you know, yeah, sure. It's supposed to be. It's a call. Never mind.
All right. So, we do have another caller. Please welcome from Kentucky for his second time tonight. He is Philip.
Well, howdy, fellers.
Hello.
Second time.
Yes.
I thought maybe that I was distracted, so I'm glad that I got here in time. I was feeding my, or not my cat, but a cat that I'm, you know, tending as I, you know, keep it as my friend is off in Ethiopia, of all places. And
Oh, really? I was kind of waiting for that to take a hard left turn, and it didn't. Okay. It's like, sorry, there's a cat. It's not my cat. I throw things out the window at cats because I'm trying to, if I can get them to befriend me, I can then send them out on missions.
I like pussy cats. Let's just put it that way.
You know, maybe one day your cat army and my cat army can have a sport joust, and we can see who...
It could be four football. Or paw ball.
I can at least segue in clumsily, of course, to a brief story about the cat, if you guys are indulgent with
me. We love cat stories, and it makes our ratings go up.
And really,
let's do it.
Really, all our segues
right
are clumsy.
Cat stories, live now. Hashtag cats.
Well, I've been collecting poems, and believe it or not, I have way too many at the moment for this collection that I've been invited to, you know, is being published. And it's a real honor, and it's a really sweet gal that I met through Facebook, and she owns a small press, and I'm really honored, and I'm thrilled to death. But The point is, I got myself into one of those moments, as many artists do, where they take themselves too seriously. Mm. I have about 400 poems scattered here and there all over this floor where I kind of am going through it, sifting through them, and I'm taking myself too seriously. I go to sleep. I wake up, and the next morning, the cat has taken a crap right beside my collection of poetry, and I'm like, ah, yes. That puts it into perspective.
Exactly.
Don't yep. take yourself too seriously.
However, had he taken a crap on a poem, I would have selected that poem to submit because he was telling you which one to do.
Absolutely, right? That's another way of looking at it. You are half, you know, a glass half full, good sir.
Yeah, he is. He's a glass half full kind of guy.
No, I'm not a glass half full guy. I'm not a glass half empty guy. I'm like, who in the hell needs a glass when he can drink straight from the bottle?
Well, as a fellow alcoholic, I can only say cheers to that. So, well, I'll get to it. And just to preface the poem, I don't know if anybody really knows the difference between speed tables and speed bumps, but I certainly found out the difference when I attended a, you know, this little meeting about a neighborhood and putting in speed tables as opposed to speed bumps. And anyhow, I'm sure you guys can intuit that me and bureaucracy are simpatico. So my lengthy title to this poem is Reverie 15, Nodding Off by Winter Windows at Town Hall, where District B discusses requirements for speed tables installed in a neighborhood frequented by reckless traffic. So here it goes. Awaken in nocturnal forests lit by moon's russet, bold above gibbous, speckled with gold-illumined fireflies that mate undisturbed upon opened flowers, petals pink and purple, breeze swayed and scented through wild, fragrant grasses. Traverse foot-trod paths of verdant overgrown swaths where muscular nudes gather, garlands worn like Oberon's crown, human forms embraced, warm arms entwined tender, lips quenched with kisses, suckled firm into releases spent and sung in moans multiplied by love, grace, and acceptance. What a world without war, where one lives sans possessions, because ownership is treated as trespass, their sole currency reduced to a mutual, meaningful communication made with symbols pure and sacrosanct as their individual breaths that speak them. And there it is, fellers.
Rockin' as always.
I appreciate it. I really do. And I'm so glad you guys are celebrating 3 years, and I hope to have you know, guys celebrating your fourth year. So thank you so much for having me. You guys are a really great platform for all the poets and artists out there. I mean, you know, we're all indebted to you. So
thank you.
You're quite welcome. And I hope the next poets are great. And until then, until next Friday, I say adieu to you fellows.
Adieu. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, cheers.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. You're dropping it.
Dropping it. Now, you know one thing that's cool? He mentioned that this show was built, and it was. It was built as a platform for people to cut through the noise and be able to share their work.
Yeah.
But we have our first anthology coming out.
We do.
Before Christmas.
Well, yes.
No, it'll be.
You need to lighten up on the projects, my friend.
Well, no, I mean this one is a deadline that it's you know.
All right,
that's true. Yeah.
But this
don't
this is
kill
definitely...
yourself to do all this.
No, I mean I can just use one leg on the hamster wheel that keeps the computer moving and get it done.
Excuse me,
but
that's not a hamster wheel, and that's not a pedal that you're putting your foot on. That's a mouse. It's not like a sewing
machine. This is like suddenly just became a really weird acid trip. What are we talking about? I'm talking about a book coming out before Christmas, and now I'm stepping on a mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, a mouse.
Yeah.
Oh. Still weird. All right. Anyway. No, so anyway, a bunch of people listening to the show, a bunch of people who are friends of the show, contributed poetry to be published in the book. We're trying to have a, you know, a beautiful design put together for you. A huge, beautiful design for this book. And then it'll be available on Amazon a bit before Christmas.
And there's going to be a couple in there that I've never published anywhere.
Yeah.
Except for now.
Except for now.
Why is it? It's too late for us to have a publishing company called Evil Publishing LTD.
Maniacal laughter?
I just think Evil Publishing.
Well.
Yeah.
All right. So we got one more caller.
We got one more.
It's got one more. We got one more.
Let's just go right down to Texas. Please welcome JC.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Sure. I'm going to have to start making a list of which ones I read here, though, so I don't start repeating.
Well, we do allow repeats, so if you find one that's extra moving and you want to do it again, you're welcome to.
Well, I have enough things for right now that let's just continue on with some new work. But that's nice to know. So if I get mixed up one time and just repeat something that I like, then it's okay.
Okay.
The one I'm going to read now is The Next Step. I have four children, so this is kind of a mom poem. Watching you, my heart races with trepidation. Your excitement leaves frothy trails in your wake as you move towards a new adventure. Uncaring of the cost of potential dangers, you embrace the future, arms flung wide. And I stand back, unwilling to disturb your such pure joy, the light of discovering your next steps. Flashbacks of an incident at my breast, a face glowing because I'm there, a laugh of devilment trips through my mind. My heart bears one more fissure in your name, yet I smile with pride, hiding the boundless fears, damming the tears just below the surface. You grin, jauntily waving one last goodbye as you leap toward the unknown, eager to leave my side. A mantra, our ritual parting, repeats in my heart, a warding spell against evil. I love you forever, Mom. I love you forever, baby. And time moves on.
As always, strong work.
Thank you.
And I got to say, is it cold down there in Texas? They're talking about like winter weather mixed with
down
rain.
Down towards the coast, below Houston, and we're at 76 degrees. But I hear the cold front is headed this way.
Is it from us, or is it?
Yeah, it's going down to the 30s tonight. But give it a couple of days, and we'll be back to the 70s.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, though. I mean, it's just to give you a preview of what we just had here. I came out tonight and scraped the ice off the front of my car.
Yeah.
Only to find that there was another sheet of ice underneath that one. And then I got to do that. And then as I was driving here with a warm car, I still had to stop and scrape more.
Really?
Yeah, because it was freezing up that quickly.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So have fun.
Yeah, we're sending it your way.
Last week it was our first freeze, and it got kind of cold down in the upper 20s, lower 30s, and so for us that's pretty cold. But we don't get too many days that are that cold, and we're pretty much too close to the coast to get much in the way of snow, so it's just usually wet, drizzly, and then it freezes over. So yeah, we do get iced windows.
I could see it being a bit icy. Yes. but I mean that sounds nice, I gotta say.
Yeah,
well, most of the time it is short at Christmas, so all of those beautiful Christmas sweaters they're selling, they don't sell too many of them here.
Oh.
Yeah. That's awesome.
There's nothing better than those huge sweaters and, you know, Speedos
and Speedos. Yeah.
Yeah, what a combination.
That would totally change the ugly sweater contest that they have.
Why can't we have the candidates for the president do mud or like jello wrestling dressed like that?
That'd be really weird.
It's already weird, man. This is just funny.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. You gave me a good thought there.
Interesting.
It would be. And don't even offer him a prize. Like, set him up, and then they do it. And you're like, yeah, this was for nothing. Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
JC, hey
guys, this has been fun tonight. I'll probably still be listening for quite a while.
I hope so. We've got me and we've got Michael and we're done.
I don't know. Too many Speedos for Christmas, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been asking for Speedos for so many years now. I just wear a pair and throw it away. I just have so many.
But there's a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that, I will bid you adieu.
Thank you, JC.
Thank you, JC.
That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. See, what JC doesn't realize is that you wear those Speedos while you're doing the show with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
well, I don't wear them while I'm doing everything.
It's what's on underneath disturbing. His pants. Yeah. When he gets to the show, it's there go his pants.
Pants, yeah. And well, it's just, yeah, I wear Speedos and tearaway pants. That's kind of my... a girl I dated was a dancer, burlesque dancer. So she was good at converting clothes into tearaway clothes. So I learned that.
As burlesque dancers are.
As they would be. Yeah. And I just adapted that to my own purposes of just easily being able to get out of my clothes at all times.
Which is really interesting because you're always prepared to go swimming, yet not because you keep your top on.
That's true. I'm a little self-conscious about my top.
That's why he wears pasties over his nipples.
That's very true. That's very true.
Another thing he learned from the burlesque dancers.
And see, now that has solved it. And so I feel like I'm about to go start going free willy with a Speedo on.
Good, good.
But good. I'm going to actually paint myself like a whale.
That'd be awesome. That would be really awesome.
Wow.
Jumps in the pool. Light underbelly, dark upper half, right?
I've kind of really want to do that at a neighborhood pool this next spring. What is that? Who is that guy? That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Hey, do you have a submission for us?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to do the submission, please?
Yeah.
To get us away from the orca? Wait, you need to get a red jumpsuit when you do that, and you could be Mork from Orca.
Oh, wow.
Well, but if I paint myself like an orca, I could have you stand up there, put your hand in the air, like, just right next to the diving board, and be like, go, Willie, go! Tell me that wouldn't be a great video.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah, all right. We'll go on.
Submission, please.
All right, so this is from a good friend of the show, Barbara Aaron True. She'd sent it in last week, but I wasn't here, and it's kind of a complex piece, so I'm going to read it. But her note was, hi, guys, since I can't be there, I'm sending a poem that was inspired by a video a friend sent me with, I think it's his own, maybe his own son or daughter or something, playing Chopin, accompanying it. I wish you could see the video. It's called The Parotia. Sometimes nature brings you a present in the form of a courtship, as if choreographed by Balanchine himself. The tiny six-wire bird creates a ballet as he presents himself in hopes to snare a female with his tantalizing dance. With great care, he prepares his stage, and then takes a dainty step forward, lifting his feathers to create a bouffant skirt, whirling in the space as he twirls slowly at first, as the spectators assemble on their perch, watching the way he swirls his feathers and exposes iridescent circles hidden until this moment as they glow and he moves faster and faster. You can almost believe his tiny feet are encased in ballet slippers and the unswept feathers are the delicate tutu of a prima ballet virtuoso. As he twists and turns and preens and shines, the audience examines and decides, more discerning than most women choosing a mate. And as some have said, men might gain knowledge from the actions of this strange-looking bird, of how to please the females in their life. Perhaps all would be better if men had been given feathers and could raise them and perform for the affection of their chosen one. The whole world filled with men performing ballet to adoring women, reversing the roles as women cast their votes for the ones who dance the best. And that was by Barbara Aaron True. That was called The Parotia.
Very well done, Barbara.
Yeah, so we all now cough.
Yeah.
We,
I didn't
sorry,
cough.
People.
Yeah. Usually I'm the one that's coughing, and you guys are like, what the hell are you doing, Jay?
Anyway. Exactly.
All right. So, Barbara, we missed you on our anniversary show, but I'm glad you got read by the maestro himself, Mr. Michael Amade. Yes.
Mm. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So this is another one that I started this poem like a month and a half ago. And it sat on my workspace and sat on my workspace, and I finally finished it up tonight. And this is entitled Moonlight All Night. I write my lines from a corner booth, lines of fantasy, lines of truth. A diner that is open all night, basking within the desert moonlight. In this burg that I visit from time to time, stopping a moment to write my rhyme. The lighting and the waitress here so antique, the weather here is always unique. As I sit and write and think, the moon, as always, is glowing pink. Speakers filled with cross-channel static. To most, this would seem so problematic. The honey mud breeze blows hot and strong as my mind searches the static for a song. Hoping to hear one all too soon, either Eliza Rickman or Mount Moon. Invisible pie, a choice I'll soon regret. Indigenous customers smell like potting soil and sweat. The light on the radio tower is steadily blinking, like an eye in the sky, constantly winking. I write my lines and drink my brew in this mint-green diner that John Peters, you know, the farmer, knew. I cannot believe how bad the invisible pie tastes, like cactus juice from the outer desert or outer sand wastes. I am trapped by the freedom to do what I want in this life, pinning out my thoughts of love and of strife. A Ford Probe rolls out of the veil of night, a tan jacket hanging on the coat rack to my right, community radio hidden within the noise, two stories filled with life's trials and joys. But for now, I must pay my bill and flee, for I have described the moon, and they're after me.
Wow.
I like that one, man.
I really like that one. That's good.
That's paying homage to a podcast that I listened to. I actually put myself with that poem in episode 13 and 42. Yeah. Anyway, check it out. Welcome to Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale. Yeah, it's a great podcast. There's so many cool podcasts we could talk about. If you don't listen to podcasts and make an effort to go find them, there's so much cool stuff. Please go do it. Yeah. We have a bunch coming out in the new year.
Yes.
We're really excited about. We also have, I'm getting ready to already kind of, you know, I don't make resolutions because it's the new year and everybody says you should. I actually am trying to make progressions forward. I've already started figuring out my resolutions for 2016. Have you guys figured out anything yet?
I'm working on a few in my head right now.
The same one. The same resolution I've had all these years.
just slap.
Slowly take over the world.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. There's a lot of new things. There's some big life changes already going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
But also, I think part of my thing I was telling you guys earlier was studying more Argentine tango.
Yeah.
Taking up fencing. Which suddenly made me realize that I'm just trying to be Cyrano de Bergerac. I have the nose for it already.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
He's close, though.
It's close. It might not be.
I give it about an inch or two.
It might not be 15 minutes before you get there, but it's at least 12.
No. You're not that bad, brother. You sell yourself short.
Okay.
So
yep, that was it.
Yep,
that's what we need to wrap on. We want to thank you for tuning in. For Michael Amade, the Half Squatch, and myself. Tune in next Friday if you want to share more poetry with us. Good night, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.